Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
That's one of these songs off the new album. And Griffin, it's interesting because I was telling you beforehand, I thought that you cut that after the attacks attacks in Paris, but that was not the case, actually.
No, it was a song I wrote this past summer before going to Paris, and I cut it on my new album in Asbury Park, and then celebrated the completion of the album with a trip to France with my friend and listened to the album for the first time in Paris. So all this stuff, and then
Paris.
This happened, and we just decided that maybe we could try to put a little joy into the world and do a celebration of Paris song and try to raise some money too and just do something good with the song. So
well, and that's the angle that I just think is fantastic, because it really was not the inspiration behind it, and you're still using it to better the situation.
Yeah, definitely trying to do anything I can, you know. It's just the city is so near and dear to my heart. I stayed at Shakespeare and Company there when I was 21, and I was studying abroad a semester overseas in Luxembourg, and I worked in the Shakespeare and Company bookstore and just had the most magical week of my life in Paris. So I just have nothing but great memories there. But this summer was the first time I'd been back in 14 years. So it was a special trip, and cool to have that song while I was there.
Griffin House is in studio with us, griffinhousemusic.com, and he'll be tomorrow night at Space in Evanston. You should go see the show. The opening act starts at 7 o'clock. Do I have that right?
I think so.
Okay, and then you're coming on around about 8:30, something like that?
Yeah, 8:30 something, I think.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. The passion in that song, though, you just spoke to it, but that must have been perhaps a transformational time for you. Can I say something like that? Does that ring true?
Definitely. You know, it's just kind of about a guy living in Tennessee and dreaming of getting back to Paris, and then it just felt so cool to actually get back there this summer, especially having I could put the song in my earbuds. The guys in New Jersey sent it to me as soon as I got to Paris. The record was done. They sent me the mixes, and I listened to it there. So
that is awesome.
It's pretty neat.
It really is. It's kind of a goosebumpy type moment, and I have nothing to do with it, where I was like, no, that would be really cool.
And you love Paris, though, Hannah, right? You were talking about that the other day.
I am a big fan. Stephanie was actually the one who was talking about how much she loves Paris.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, how can you not? And this has to be something that you personalize as a musician, being on stage, what that band might have gone through.
Absolutely.
And being you're vulnerable emotionally when you're performing, but then to actually have something like that occur.
Yeah, and I've seen the Eagles of Death Metal play live before. I saw them a couple of years ago. Like I talked about that on CNN the other night when I was down at South by Southwest, and I fell in love with them. I was like, oh my gosh, my new favorite band. And then when I saw on the news that it was them who was playing, it was just it made it all the more real in a way. And it just made my heart heavy for couple weeks there. My family was visiting when it happened, and it just was, we all sat around and couldn't believe it. So
song's called Paris Calling, and the new album's coming out in March, correct?
Coming out March 4th.
All right.
Yeah,
it feels like March 4th with this weather.
How many albums is that now for you?
I think it's around 10.
He thinks
like
it's
that.
Around 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you should have gone the Chicago route, where they just numbered all of them. they just went in a row.
Yeah.
All right, this is fantastic stuff.
What do we got coming up next here?
I suppose I'll play another song off the new record.
All right.
My head is so small, I don't know how my thoughts get lost so easily. Used to think I knew something anymore, nothing seems to make sense to me. Maybe I'm closer to God. Maybe I'm closer to you. But I'm the furthest that I've been from myself since I don't know when. And the further that I go, the more I see, the less I know. Groundhog days and worn out cliches, I can't find a trace of me. See my face in the same old place, but I'm nothing like I used to be. And I might be closer to God, and I might be closer to you, but I'm the furthest that I've been from myself since I don't know when. And the further that I go, the more I see, the less I know. And happier than ever I was when I ran into you. All that I've been doing was, baby, just screwing up my life, it's true. Till I met you, that was the furthest that I'd been from myself since I don't know when. And the further that I go, oh, I try to believe what I can never know. And I'm the furthest that I've been from myself since I don't know when. And the further that I go, the more I see, the less I know.
I'm gonna be honest, that one really hits home with me. Because I'm assuming that everybody's getting it, but I feel like I just want to dispel it out a little bit. I think when you're not approaching yourself and you're not in your own emotions and you don't know where you are, you can't feel more lonely in life. And you can't be with somebody else if you can't be with yourself. I think that's what we're getting at here, correct? Basically, somewhere around there, I hope. That's what I got.
Open to a lot of interpretations.
That's what I took.
That was a no, Mark. I think that was a no.
Was that a dead no?
No, that was not. That was not at all. That was I feel you.
I was listening.
Where were you, Hannah?
I was listening to this, thinking the fact that you like him and love this music as much as you do makes, like, I don't understand why you don't have a girlfriend right now.
Well, that's another thing that resonates, because, like, there's so many of Griffin's songs that are reaching out to loves that's been lost, and that's, you know, not anything that's revolutionary for songwriters, but I feel it.
It's poignant, it's touching, it's fantastic.
There's a lot of pain in there.
Yeah.
I'm living in some pain.
There it is.
But that's the only way to go.
We need to just go to a Cubs game together.
There you go. There you go. This is the year.
We can make that happen. We know some people. You want to take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll do one final timeout. We'll play one more, and we'll say goodbye to Griffin. And once again, did I mention he's playing at Space tomorrow night in Evanston? Go see him.
And I can confirm, and as can Griffin, that Space is a very, very cool venue. Like, I thought it was
so
great
fun
to see.
Love
a show
it there. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah. There you go. It's hidden behind a pizzeria.
I've never been. Tomorrow's going to be my first night.
You're going to love it. It's kind of cabaret-ish. It's really, really neat. It's great. So tickets are still available, go. Go, people, go.
720 WGN. All right, one more song with Griffin House. You may know this one, probably his most famous.
Well, you don't need to change a thing about you, babe. I'm telling you, from where I sit, you're one of a kind. Relationships, I don't know why, they never work out and they make you cry, but the guy that says goodbye to you is out of his mind. Well, I've been down and I need your help. I've been feeling sorry for myself. Don't hesitate to boost my confidence. I've been lost and I need direction. I could use a little love protection. What do you say, honey? Come to my defense. I'd stand up for you if it's what you need, and I can take a punch. I don't mind to bleed as long as afterwards you feel bad for me. And you give me all of your attention. I got deep desire and it needs quenching. I think that's pretty plain for you to see. Well, enough about me and more about you, 'cause that'd be the gentlemanly thing to do. I hope you like your men sweet and polite. I thought I was done with telling you, but I'm not nearly halfway through. I got a few more things I'd like to say to you tonight, so get ready. You don't need to change a thing about you, babe. I'm telling you, from where I sit, you're one of a kind. Relationships, I don't know why, they never work out and they make you cry, but the guy that says goodbye to you is out of his mind, out of his mind. Well, you always did kind of drive me crazy, and it pissed me off 'cause I let it faze me, but I never wanted my time with you to end. Now I'm back in town for a day or two, and mostly I came back just to see you. I'm leaving now, but I don't want to go. You don't need to change a thing about you, babe. I'm telling you, from where I sit, you're one of a kind. Relationships, I don't know why, they never work out and they make you cry, but the guy that says goodbye to you is out of his mind.
Griffin House, yeah, yeah. I think that is your most famous song, isn't it, correct? Am I
probably out? So.
Yeah,
I would think.
Well, you're a Griffin House super fan, so you would know.
Well, I think that one, I mean, if you YouTube that bad boy, it's many a million or somewhere in there, quite a few. So,
well, like I mentioned before, I was periscoping all three of the songs that he played. You can find those via our Twitter, and I tagged you as well, Griffin. The show starts tomorrow night at Space in Evanston at, what do we say,
seven-ish. And Griffin will be on about 8. I didn't know that you played the national anthem at Wrigley Field. How cool is that?
That was a really fun experience. My dad took me for a game here against the Reds when I was, I think, for my 14th or 15th birthday. We drove over from Springfield, Ohio, and went to Wrigley Field. So I was a huge baseball fan. Loved the history, so it was special to do that.
And you could have been, perhaps, on the way to being a professional golfer, but you gave it up for the music. Is that correct?
Well,
is that overstating it?
Maybe. I mean, those guys are so good. I don't know. I had a college scholarship offer, but I just went another direction for various reasons. So
is that a commitment issue right there? That sounded
it could be.
How did the parents react to you walking away from money for school?
No, they kind of cut me loose and let me do my own thing at an early age and let me make my own decisions and my own mistakes. And if I kind of got off track, they'd, you know, give me a nudge here or there. But for the most part, I was just pretty much doing my own thing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's I'm coming to it from the parent perspective.
Yes,
where I'm like,
are.
no, that's free money. You need to be in that line.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard decision, but it seemed clear at the moment for some reason, even though looking back, I've had a few moments where I've gone, did I make a mistake? But then I don't know.
It's hard to live with regret.
The other night, I didn't think so. So it's good.
Did writing or performing, which is more your jam? Which, where do you get into it more?
I absolutely love doing both. You know, I can write sometimes and get into it and 8 hours will go by. You know, the sun will come up and go down and I'll feel like I just had a cup of coffee in 15 minutes. I'd only been working 15 minutes. I'll just get really into it. And then I never really want to get on stage and perform. But the minute I start singing, I'm home and I feel so great afterwards and it feels like I'm doing a good thing. So I probably won't stop doing that anytime soon either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You did a Johnny Cash style show at a prison down in Nashville, in Tennessee rather?
Oh, yes. I didn't think it was going to be anything like Johnny Cash because I thought whatever genre of music these guys are listening to and they're now, it ain't mine. They don't know who Johnny Cash is. But anyway, it was Griffin House Live at Prison. And we re-recorded it. It was from my friend Jordan Lawhead's organization called youinspire.org. And he invited me to go do it. So we played some songs for some prisoners. And they were great. They made it so fun. They did make it feel like Johnny Cash Live at Folsom Prison. It was great.
We got about 30 seconds. Is that who your biggest musical influences would be?
Oh, my gosh. I can't do that. I saw him on TV the other night on CNN, the Eagles of Death Metal and U2. And even though I've only known the Eagles of Death Metal for a little while, the spirit is there.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to know also because I was trying to figure out who I was picking up as influences in your music.
You probably wouldn't have said them from the songs I just played, but Bob Dylan, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. I was going more like I told you Kinky Friedman or Willie Nelson kind of vibe.
Willie, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I said before, my guy, last time in Nashville, only time in Nashville, I saw Mark Knopfler at the Ryman.
Love him.
Great man.
And the Ryman's a great place as well.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Griffin, you're the best. Thanks so much for
coming. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you out at Space tomorrow night.
Sounds great.
That's griffinhousemusic.com. That's where you find him. What do you want to say, Hannah?
I want to say Hannah Stanley and Mark Harmon filling in for Patty Vasquez. We'll be back right after this on 720 WGN.